And also in his dream, there are special kinds of beasts that he developed himself in his dream, which do not exist in the real world. And these are the ones that he set aside for the future use. He can recall all those because he will be able to command them. And many other things, not only the animal form, but also the nature of force, the force that create, that come from the nature, like storms, water, and fire. All these, this person who continues when he's 5 to 35, by the time he's 35, he can master the weather and the fire and water and other things. Not master, but aware of those things in his power that he's developed. So that is why a person has to have a perfect, healthy body and healthy mind. And that's where the elders came. So they usually examine this kid or a young person, and they know that he might go through because of his perfect health. So that is how carefully was this thing worked out in the past. And I was going to tell you a small story, but I am going to tell a small story, which I promise I was. In this nature, this is my personal experience. These things that I'm talking about, they do not have to be induced in one person purposely. These things can be induced in many ways. I mean, they can be created by accident. One of the ways that has been found out that the youngster can obtain these stages of preparation without any force is the orphans. The children who have lost their parents when they were small and are taken care of by their grandparents or aunts or something like that. These children usually are not well cared of. They know they are not cared off as the parents they would be. The aunts would not love them as much, the grandparents would not love them as much, but it's only the duty of the grandparents that they must take care of this kid. And this kind of a child understands these things. He feels there is no total love from his other people, but from her parents. This is the kind of a child that he can easily be trained to receive the spiritual instruction, which we call shaman training. Sometimes you don't even have to instruct them. Sometimes it comes to them readily. And that is why our ancestors and in their wise teaching or careful instruction that they have passed on this knowledge, that no person should ever mistreat an orphan, the child who does not have no parents, but who have raised by the grandparents and have received many foster homes. This is the person, this is the kind of a child that is very dangerous to make fun of, or even to irritate, or even to tease. Because if you tease those kind of kids, they will further develop their state of that willed condition that I was talking about, conditioning to receive a dream. So this is one of the warnings that I've heard amongst our people, even though they were forbidden to talk about this. But we know all of it, all other nations understand this. That's where the idea came from, respect your fellow man and bless other children that don't have knowledge, but this is all the idea. That's where it came from. We understand that. Now, another example that I want to talk about this dream state of something. Why is it dangerous? Why is it necessary that parents should care for their children and understand what they need? I know these things, but many times the parents forget these things. I know when I was a young boy, when we were living in the in the wilderness.